Hey Fadies, thanks for listening to The Fate of Ison. I'm DM Brad, and this is Chapter 4, Episode 14. This is the third and penultimate part of our Chaos Heart story featuring awesome guests Adam Wright, Mel Zimmerman, and Daniel John Smith. Before we jump into the recap, I would like to ask you a simple favour, if that's okay. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to follow us on social media. That's at Fate of Ison for all the major ones. Write us a sweet review on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or Podchaser. Or maybe just tell a friend about how hippity-hoppity-flippity-floppity cool we are. That's right. I just said those words. We've had a lot of new listeners coming on board this year, and we would love to see that growth continue until we skyrocket to the dizzying heights of podcast success, whatever that looks like. And if you're in Wellington, how about checking out our live shows by grabbing yourself some tickets? The shows are on the 8th and 9th of March in the New Zealand Fringe Festival. There is a ticket link over at bit.ly/IsonFringe. And now that that shameless bit of begging is out the way, here is the recap. Last time, Trantis, Yarrick, and Laramis trekked through the dense and hazardous jungles of Marison. They had a deadly encounter with a small green creature in a swamp, then Laramis got stuck in quicksand. After a harrowing 2 days, they eventually found a well that pulled downward with a powerful force. Yarrick leapt in and found himself spat out in a lost underground temple. Soon after, Laramis pushed Trantis into the well, then followed.
But at the same time, yeah, as you, as Daniel just said, it's basically up to Trantis, and it's up to your roleplay between you, so.
Right.
If I say, there's a single door in front of you, what do? And you guys spend half an hour
for a while.
Asking me what the door's made of and what it sounds like if you tap it with a shoe.
What if I tap it with the other shoe?
I open the door and run away. Not through the door.
I open the door, then I turn back.
I just remembered I left something where we started. Okay.
Back through the quicksand. Back through the swamp.
Yeah. What was that place that we went to?
We're in the well of
the something. High court lady. That's right.
Yeah, back to the high court lady.
Yeah.
For some meat stew.
Yeah. I know that we went through some sort of... Yeah, can you give us a recap?
Yeah.
Is that part of what you're planning? Okay.
That could either be part of the recording or just bringing you guys back into the game.
You normally do a bit of a preamble when you go to the edit, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, that's usually just me talking to the players. Like you guys. Hi, players.
Hello.
Player!
Hi. Yeah. Tell the listeners, please, who was sitting around the table with me, starting from my left and going clockwise.
I'm Adam Wright. I'm playing the part of Trantis Grifton. Everyone's favourite bastard noble.
I'm Daniel John Smith, and I will be playing Yarrick Tortua. I don't know much about him, but he's a stoner, and that seems about right.
And very trusting.
Very trusting when stoned.
Loves a warm milk.
But does not trust authority when not stoned.
And I am Mel, playing Larimer Strauss, with my background bit of a criminal slash spy, apparently. Not very good one, though.
Terrible with a sword. And a crossbow.
Yeah. Sorry, Daniel.
I've been shot by that crossbow.
But I think bizarrely, pretty good one. Quite well regarded. Yeah. The backstory would suggest.
They both are.
So a bit of a legend in these parts.
Enough that a demon sought them out.
That's right, aren't I a folk hero?
Yeah, apparently so. However.
You were until you got shot.
Yeah. I mean, you haven't shown either of you much of this.
Now you're a folk zero.
Wee! Comedy.
Cool. So, yeah, last time we met, Yarrick and Laramis were met by a blue icy demon woman.
Mm.
Who told you that a nobleman or a mainlander is going to walk out of the jungle and he's probably going to have a stone with him, and you sought him out at a restaurant bar called the High Court Lady.
What was the woman's voice again? Just give us a bit of a...
Well, her name was the Zeglamet. She talks like this, Trantis.
Yeah.
Was
Nice.
And yeah, it's after a lot of hide the stone, you guys finally began your journey into the jungle to find something called the Everwell. On day one of your journey, you encountered a large swamp and were...
amazing at crossing it.
You were involved in a fight with a creature called a veggie pygmy, which should have been, on paper, an extremely easy challenge.
One of the most savage fights we've ever seen.
It was, as all my time as a DM...
Almost killed all of us.
As all my time as a DM, it was the most intense fight I've ever been involved in.
I have to heal you. Yeah. Yeah.
On day two, you encountered quicksand, which Laramis fell into, and it took a comical amount of attempts to get out of that. She eventually resorted to using an OP magic item that she gave herself in character creation called the Cloak of Montebonk, I think.
Sure. Montebonk.
I don't think that's right, but sure.
Montblanc?
That's a pen. That's a very fancy pen.
I can't
Okay, find. The Cape of...
Monte Cristo.
I think, I'm pretty sure you said Mont Blanc on the, anyway, that allowed you to teleport to your destination, which was kind of like a, why didn't we use this before?
Yeah.
And then put yourself on the other, on the far side of the quicksand to safety. Then you all continued your journey and found the Everwell, a perfectly circular hole in a forest clearing full of water. Yarrick fell in when he held onto a rope.
Jumped.
Yeah, Yarrick was holding onto a rope that was being pulled in by its deceptively strong current, and then he leapt with the force of it and found himself under the ground in a strange temple of sorts. There was a bit of experimentation by Trantis up above ground, testing the water, including drinking it, which gave him a strange pulling sensation towards the well in his stomach until he made himself vomit with the help of Laramis punching him in the stomach. Eventually, you all end up getting sucked down the well and into this temple, and Trantis is unconscious.
I will. I will say this, and this is a genuine view that I hold, is that, I don't know if you guys agree with me, is that the magic ruins D&D a bit.
Okay.
You're only saying that because you threw up from it.
No, I genuinely would prefer if there was no magic in the world at all.
You could play a no magic campaign.
Can you do that?
Yeah, people play D&D in any kind of sort of world. You can do it in
I've never
heard of a post-apocalyptic world if you want.
You just don't allow certain classes like wizards and warlocks and stuff. Just be like, everyone's a fighter or a rogue. Now get out.
Okay.
We should do that. Not right now. Like, not suddenly. Oh, that demon was just a guy in a suit, in a mask. This is Scooby-Doo now.
The pool was just controlled by an engine.
The stone is Bluetooth.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, there is a stone.
The whispering stone.
There's a stone whispering in thousands of voices in your minds at all time. All times.
I love it. Yes.
Yeah, so the environment you're in is a grey, like, cobblestoned area. There are very pale, tiny green flames keeping it mildly lit.
Mm-hmm.
And the alcove that the Everwell spit you out into opens up onto a circular room that has 12 corridors, one of which is the alcove.
Is there moss?
There is moss. Yes. There are thick cobwebs. There are piles of bones and what looks like corpses in various stages of decay.
Are any of the corpses... Do they look like they came back through one of these 12 doors?
Roll an investigation check.
We're into it. We're just into the game.
Yeah. 13. Plus 0.
Nice.
Ah, yes. No, that's it. So 13.
Yep. Okay. So you're walking around the circular room?
I'm just wondering if I can cancel out any of these doors by the fact that there's dead people coming out of them.
Right. Okay.
Maybe like that one's a bad idea.
Yes. Dead people. So it looks like there are footprints in the dust on the ground going in all directions. Okay. Some are human footprints, some are animal footprints, and some are like boot prints and shoe prints and things.
Yeah, because animals will come to the water, won't they, to drink them.
Yes, that's right. Pucky pucky. Carp eye.
We're real proud of you, Tim.
Was there any vomit animals around the top of the hole? You didn't see any vomit from the animals around the top of the...
That's true.
Well,
yeah, there was a distinct lack of animal signs at the watering hole.
There were footsteps going up to it. Just no no vomit from... So obviously you just have a sensitive stomach.
Anyway.
Yeah, so the last deer that went and took a drink from it didn't get punched in the stomach by another deer. Which would have been fun to see if that was a thing.
Can so someone... currently, Yarrick and Laramis are together with an unconscious Trantis, or are they back further and I'm a bit forward?
Yeah, you're a little bit forward because you got here first and right. started exploring that room. But, right. I mean, it's not overly large. It's not okay. like you're a mile away.
I'm waiting in the room. I'm waiting for them to catch it.
Okay.
You went in, you pushed me in first, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Yeah. Forgot that.
Yeah.
My bad. You're looking at me like...
No, that's okay.
Shall I, like, try and wake... He's unconscious, right?
Yeah.
Why was I unconscious?
You passed out from the force of being pulled down through the well, because you rolled a low con save.
Okay.
Because Trantis is just a big old bitch.
Yeah. What? Okay.
That's I'm just going to ask Yarrick. Hey, do you think we should try and wake him up?
Wake him up? Wake him up?
Oh, you guys are down here.
Down cool. here. Down here. Cool.
Yes, we should try and wake him up. He had the stone initially, and he may know something about this room that we're in. How should we wake him up?
Well, I've already punched him once, so maybe you should try something.
I'm looking amongst my skills.
Punching. Yeah, I would. I'll give you this. Any like conscious effort to wake him up will wake him up.
Okay.
I'm not going to make this part of the game. Roll to wake Trantis.
I think I'll probably just
because that'll take forever. Without
just kind of
you need an 18 or above.
Get impatient. Just kind of kick him a little bit.
We're both giving him nudges with our feet.
Gentle nudges.
Okay. Friendly nudges.
Sure.
Yeah. Friendly.
Or slightly aggressive.
He's like, yes, please, friendly.
I wouldn't. My kicks to wake up, they wouldn't break a rib, but they might bruise one.
Oh, see, I wasn't doing it that hard to you.
No one should be doing that hard to me at all.
What about Trantis? Hey! No. Okay, I'm not coming back to comedy.
We've all kicked
yes,
him.
Trantis wakes up.
Ugh, ow! What the devil are you doing?
I started trying to wake you up, Trantis. You passed out in the well.
The well? It's all coming back to me now. Why does this keep happening to me? Well, I'm awake now. You can cease your booting.
Come through and see this room. There's 12 doors.
I kind of help him up.
Thanks. Oh. I guess.
All right. I follow them. I follow Yarrick.
You walk out into that circular room and, yeah, you notice the same things. It has thick cobwebs where the walls meet the ceiling. There's dust on the floor with various types of footprints leading into and out of various doors. There is no self-confidence left in me.
There's moss.
He was yawning. He was yawning.
I thought it was making a show, like, move along.
No.
We get it, the room's circular.
Doors, 12 doors.
Corridors.
Yes. Including the one we came in.
Yeah, including the alcove with the well in it.
Can you draw it?
Listeners can't hear
the drawing. That's okay, but just so I can...
So
that's a great circle.
6 o'clock position with the well.
Yeah, okay.
And like at 12 o'clock. And you know how clocks work.
Yeah. Okay, got it. Draw. So there's a little kind of, corridor coming through. That was the only part I was confused about.
Which one's the corridors, which one's the gaps?
Okay, so we're all here.
They all look like corridors from where
you're standing. Ooh! Okay.
Are they doors or just open?
Just open corridors.
Oh, okay.
Is our corridor any different than any of the other corridors that we're seeing? Are there any kind of inscriptions above them?
There's nothing.
I was like, it has a well.
Yeah, it looks like there has always been nothing. Like, there's not like there used to be a sign and it's been scratched out or anything like that. This room was built as it is, except obviously a long time ago. Like, it's been battered with age.
Yeah, my thinking is that.
Where's the body?
If we came down... Yeah, where are the bodies?
There's just a few scattered around. Some are humans, some are animals. It just looks like things that came here and couldn't leave.
Your eyes just then, you're like, oh, fuck.
I couldn't leave. It's not a good sign, is it? You wouldn't be sort of feeling encouraged by this. My thinking is, out of game to you two... My thinking is that if we came through a corridor...
Hang on, you can't go out of game.
You can. It's called talking.
You could explain it to your fellow characters.
Okay.
I'm thinking that these other corridors, all of them, may have their own wells. So this may be some sort of hub, if you like. Has anyone been to Changi Airport?
No. Neither in or out.
I'm familiar with it.
Yeah, yeah. No, but Changi's
I understand hub.
Yeah, okay, let's leave that.
I have been to an airport before. Multiple.
Okay. Yeah, the question just for both of you, anyway.
I once bought a sandwich in an airport.
It wasn't, have you been to an airport? It was specifically Changi.
Planes fly.
Okay, so I'm wondering.
Around the airport?
Yeah, I'm wondering if they're out there. This is kind of like a hub. Like, there'll be other wells that we can then go up through. So.
You want me to shove you through one of the
don't
corridors?
Shove me. Trantis would like to just kind of speculate. I imagine we're all sort of standing around in wonder, aren't we? Yerrick, are you kind of looking around?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of doing a thing.
I'm gonna set foot in the corridor nearest me and see if there's anything sort of. Can I see a natural end to that corridor?
Okay. Roll a perception check.
It's not good. No, it's a 9.
Okay. No, you can't tell. You can't see an end to it. It just goes for what looks like at least 50 odd feet of darkness, and then it just sort of fades to blackness.
Hello.
Yeah. Trantis is gonna call down it.
Okay. Yeah. You get what she just did.
What's that?
You just get a voice. You just echo.
Could we just visually go by each door? See if any of them don't look just like they end in darkness.
Yeah, certainly. Just roll a perception check to just summarize all of them.
Me?
All of us?
Yeah.
We.
15.
We all roll 15, right. Isn't that incredible?
17, if you include my perception.
Oh, well, we do, so.
plus 4, actually.
Oh, so 19. So I'm the only one that rolled a 15.
So Laramis and Trantis, you can't tell anything new. These just look like corridors that go at least 50 feet and then go into darkness. And Yerrick, you notice that an echo, one of the echoes that you do, sort of sounds like you also hear it coming from behind you.
So I shout down this hallway and hear it coming from behind.
Correct.
Which way is he facing?
Down the hallway.
Yeah, but which one?
Well, whichever that hallway is. I propose that we move down that hallway because it's...
Yeah, but all you say, if you hear it come behind you, then those two are probably linked, so you're just getting around the...
So if we get lost, we'll be right back where we start.
Well, it's going to be like Scooby-Doo. We're going to be like coming out of the thing. I'll be carrying...
It was barrels. Brad the whole time, we unmasked him.
Yeah. Oh man, Zimmerman works so well.
Which one did you shout down?
I don't know.
I guess we're about to find out.
Oh, you choose. You tell me.
Okay. Well, whichever one I choose, I assume is the one that I shouted down and heard a sound behind me.
Yes. Choose 6. It'll fuck him up.
Damn it.
Choose 11 and then you know if it has one had anything down that you couldn't...
3.
You yelled down the 3 o'clock one and you heard a sound coming from somewhere behind you.
Great.
Somewhere behind, before it was directly behind.
I never said directly behind. Just behind.
Rules lawyer over here.
I venture down that hallway and suggest that the others follow me. Come! This hallway seems different. I have perceived something. Did you hear that echo?
Different how?
Do you want to touch the stone, just to be sure?
I would like to listen to what the stone thought.
You don't have to touch it. You just have to focus.
70.
The voices tell you something useful about your environment or mission.
Holy shit.
You're welcome.
One of the voices that you isolate says,
"This tunnel leads you back to where you started."
Okay, that isn't where I want to go though, because aren't I looking for something? I've forgotten what we're looking for. But I imagine we're down here for something.
Find the flame beneath the well.
Oh, the flame beneath the well.
With no end.
Okay, well, I don't necessarily want to go back to where I started then, but that's good to know that that's the way out.
Should we dig underneath the number 6 where we actually came in, seeing as that is underneath the well?
Could be. Do we have any explosives? What have people got? I don't have any explosives.
Oh.
I've got a magic sword.
I do have a shovel, but I don't know if that's going to get through the stone.
Shovels are good for digging.
Yes.
It's the most insightful thing.
You've got your pack of cards, remember?
No, I don't.
Give players a path and they will find every way off it.
What's a wand of... I have a wand of smiles. Does that any help?
Why do you have all these magic items? Who gave these to you?
A wand of smiles?
Yeah. So if Trantis gets too grumpy, we can just make him smile through it all.
Oh, great.
Great.
5e, wand of smiles. What does that do? Okay, the Wand of Smiles, it has 5 charges, and as an action, you can point the wand at a creature within 30 feet, and it must succeed on a charisma save, or it starts laughing uncontrollably for 1 minute.
I don't need to use it, I just was wondering what it was.
Alright.
Okay, so you investigated.
Well, the stone says that that'll lead us back to where we started, but that's not the flame beneath the well.
You mentioned when we walked in that there were some green flames.
Yes, the room is lined with, up high on the walls, yeah. Just like a dozen.
A dozen, so one per tunnel.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, between each tunnel on mm-hmm. the wall, there's yeah. like a small, very small sconce with a flame, with a tiny yeah. green flame.
How high up?
6 feet. All right. So just like head height.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to reach up and...
6 foot.
Yeah, I'm gonna reach up and put my finger in the flame.
You take 6 fire damage. It hurts your hand.
Ow! I can't believe that happened.
Yarrick produces a joint from inside his clothes, lights it on the flame.
I was going to light it on his finger that was burnt.
Lights it on Trantis's burning finger.
Nice. Trantis, can you roll me a stealth check, please? For that loud owl you just did?
Oh. I'm the worst cunt ever.
Although, actually, no, I take that back. You have been yelling down tunnels. An owl isn't going to change anything. Okay, never mind. That's fine. And I'll change that to Yarrick. You roll me a stealth check for the smoke and fumes from your joint, your bloodweed.
Okay. That's a 20?
Yep.
21.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, the fumes stay under control. They don't get intrusive and bother anyone or anything that's down here.
It's a bit of a tell.
All right, I think because even if it says that it leads us back to where we started,
yeah,
it's the only hallway that's different.
Okay.
So how do
let's
you know?
Let's go. Well, because I did the perception check and it was the only one that was different from all the others. So I think we should go down it. See right. what's there.
I agree.
We can always come back.
I'm gonna ready my magical longsword.
Okay.
I'm gonna summon it.
Sweet. Okay, you guys walk down the tunnel in the 3 o'clock position.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It goes for a little bit beyond your initial vision, so it goes to about 70 or 80 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start to see sort of like a flickering green light.
Yeah.
And when you walk to the end of it, you end up back in the same room you just came out of.
Right.
Coming out of the 9 o'clock position.
Awesome. Well, that was a waste of time.
It's a freaky room.
Just go straight back down, like, number 8. The one just next to it.
6.
Oh, no, we came out... Wouldn't we come back out?
I think we should go down 6. Because that's the well. The well brought us to the bottom of 6.
So you want to get back in the well and go further down? I mean, I'm game for it. I'm doing it. Yarrick will do anything. I've just gotten high. I'm very trusting. If you suggest it, I will go with it.
My friends, I think we should go back from whence we came.
Seems like a great idea.
You first.
With pleasure. I will...
I feel like I just shove him back in again.
I will, with my sword drawn, start cautiously walking down.
You do know you pass out, so if you pass out with your sword...
Tunnel number 6.
Okay. Yeah, you can see all of tunnel number 6. You can see the well at the end of it.
Yeah.
And you just walk up and approach the well.
Oh, the well's still there.
It's just the well.
It's just like a tube of water rushing.
Oh, okay.
Presumably.
You were back out the side.
Rushing in a fast downward motion.
I can't believe I thought that was going to work out. What was I thinking? All right, I turn around and come
you didn't get that in the water, though.
No.
That's what I thought you were going to do.
No. I thought the well wouldn't be a well. I thought I'd come to the end of the tunnel and come back out at 12.
Okay.
I don't know.
So let's go down number 8.
Well, if three led us back through nine, but three was the only tunnel that seemed different.
That was the only tunnel that you yelled loud enough to hear an echo behind you.
Oh, okay. Should we go through 12? Because we can't end up back at 6. We already know what's in there.
Well, we've got
one person saying 8 and one person saying 12. I said 6 and that was a bust.
I have a good feeling about 12.
You're the guys in the game. We'll just follow you. Go on.
What?
Everyday sexism in this magical realm. Some things never change.
Let's investigate.
All good.
And people say I'm the prick.
I'll let the men lead the way.
All right, I'm going to 12. Can't follow your logic. He just seems arbitrary. I'm sorry.
Okay, so you're going through door number 12?
12, yep.
Okay. So you, same type of thing. You walk 50-odd, 60-odd feet and you start to see a flickering green flame. And you
close my eyes so I don't see it anymore.
And you walk back into the room that you just walked out of. But you come out the 1 o'clock position right next to the door you just went through.
This is getting out of hand, type. I don't understand. There's no rhyme or reason. Mm. What?
It's what? Almost like this is some kind of temple of chaos.
Not this shit again.
There's only so many we can try.
Okay.
I'd like to walk through number 8.
I forbid it.
Laramus is one of my favorite. Laramus is one of my best acquaintances.
The only one I don't want to go down at all is number 8.
And I want to support her through hallway number 8.
Okay.
Yep, same story. You walk down number 8 for a time and see a green flickering flame, and you walk out the 4 o'clock position. Oh, sorry, the 5 o'clock.
Okay. Let's go back down 5.
You go back down 5 and you come out 8. Just the reverse of what you just
okay.
did.
Okay, so the... Right, it's... Okay, all right. It seems as though the hallways are linked to one another.
Did we go down 12 and come out 1? Was that the one we did before? Or was it 2 and
came out 1? Yeah, 12. You went down 12 and came out 1.
We went down 3 and came out 9.
Yep, and then 5 and 8 are linked.
Those ones add to 13, but 9
don't worry. Don't worry, listeners, I'll put up a map on our website so you can follow along with this.
11!
Right. I really want a map of the 2 hours they spent in that room.
Can you just draw a circle for us, please, Brad?
Alright, we walk in number 10.
I said 11! Sorry. I can't even go in number 10!
I missed that. We go in number 11.
The worst game. Which is it? Who's... Okay. Laramis leads the way down number 11. And she...
dies immediately. She'll listen to the men.
Hang on a minute. Yeah, you walk at 11 and you go down a straight corridor, see a green flickering flame, and you walk out the 7 o'clock position.
So we're just ruling it all out, guys.
This has taken 4 hours of your time.
We should have all walked down one to one each.
All right, okay. I have a plan. I'm going to stay in the middle. One of you go down 10. The other one go down 2.
Okay. I'll take 2.
And you'll take 10. 10 and 2. Recommended steering wheel positions.
Assumedly see you back here soon.
Yeah, so who went down 2?
Me. Okay, I'm going to listen to the stone before I do.
Okay.
What do I do?
Roll D100, yeah.
Which is...
Listen to the stone.
Oops, I got a 1 and a 10.
You got a 1 and a 10.
Yeah. Okay.
11 is... You isolate one voice in your mind and it mutters a sleep spell, you fall asleep.
I think I'll wait in the centre.
Well, too late, you just fell asleep.
Yeah.
You went to walk out.
I'll be honestly waiting in the centre then.
So, yeah.
Which number was she walking down?
2.
So don't go down 2. She seems to have passed out of the door.
So she's just walking and just...
Oh my god, 2's the poison tunnel.
Okay. You gotta go down 2.
Yarrick, you run down 10 immediately.
You're not gonna check on her?
She's gone.
She's too far gone.
I go down tunnel number 10.
Okay.
Yarrick, you walk down tunnel number 10, and it goes straight for a while, and then it starts to veer to the right.
Hey! Tunnel 10! Tunnel okay. vision.
I call back to... what's your name? Trantis. I go back to Trantis to drag my favourite acquaintance down number 10 because I think I found something.
Okay.
Do I hear him?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't feel good about dragging this person down a dark tunnel, but I'll give it a shot.
Try and wake her up if you want to.
Are you a woman?
Yeah.
In the game? Okay. All right.
I love anything that stops someone just suddenly, are you a woman?
Couldn't you tell by how you guys kept overriding decisions?
I could tell from the weather. I never even heard. Yeah. I would never intentionally disrespect a woman, but unintentionally all the time.
All right. Okay, Trantis is going to grab Laramis by the wrist and start dragging her off towards tunnel number 10. But I am going to...
In primal male styles, just grab her by the wrist.
Yeah, I'm not going to be careful about it, remembering how you shoved me.
Yeah, fair enough. I did punch you too.
Yeah. It's just a full-on drag.
Okay, Laramis, roll just a d20 with no modifications and to see if you wake up.
4.
Nope, you don't wake up.
What's taking you so long?
I'm dragging Laramis, you silly Billy.
Harsh words from Trey.
And I thought we were acquaintances.
But I'm so high and trusting. My name's not Billy, you
silly Billy.
You goose.
My name's Yarrick. Yes, indeed. Alright, Trentus drags Laramis to the bend in the tunnel.
Okay.
Where Yarrick is blazing up a fat one.
I'd say after Laramis has been dragged, about 20 odd feet, she wakes up.
Good morning.
The stone put me to sleep.
The stone put you to sleep.
Did you go down the corridor, number two, yeah.
No, we went down 10, and here we are.
And we found something.
Something different.
It doesn't lead us back to that circular room.
Yet.
I think we should go further.
I agree.
Okay. Let's do it.
What say you, Laramis?
Let's do it.
As I value your opinion equally with Yarrick's and my own.
Let's go.
Okay.
We walk down number 10.
Yep, so the corridor goes, it bends to the right a little bit, and then there is a stone staircase going down to what looks like a stone door at the end. But there's also a pile of something at the bottom. It looks like maybe clothes, but it's hard to tell from this distance.
Do we have anything to set that on fire? I don't trust it. From range, like fiery arrows.
I have
what did you see?
Just like a pile of something clothed.
I have an eldritch blast I could use.
But
I was going to say, I've got a longbow. I could maybe dip that in some green flame and...
Oh shit, I'm all about that.
That's wicked. And a poison spray.
Why don't we all have
together? Have those things at the ready. Let's try the longbow.
How far away are they?
It's about 30 feet down a stone staircase.
Yeah, I have to go.
Okay. What do I roll to see if I set this pile of clothes on fire?
I would say you don't have to roll to light your arrow on fire.
Cool.
I just like that.
Nice.
And then just fire, roll and just an arrow attack. The AC is 10.
4.
Do you remember the Olympics?
Be more specific. They happen every 4 years.
With the arrow.
Oh yeah,
they tried to light the Olympic torch with the arrow.
1992.
Yeah.
Barcelona. I rolled a 4, which means I probably did not. Yeah.
Plus your bow?
7.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, 7 total, 4 plus 3.
Yes.
Not 4 plus 7.
So it's 4 plus 7. 11. So 11.
Yeah, you hit the bundle.
By the clothes and things.
And it catches a flame.
Yes.
Oh, that will light it up, right?
Yep. And the corridor is well lit. And you can see that the door... slash wall doesn't have any like handles or any obvious way of opening it, but it's also got a flaming pile of stuff in front of it now.
This must be the flame beneath the well.
We made it.
let's carry it back.
Is it an old pile of plants? Can we tell?
It looks.
It's on fire. Now
that it's lit up, it looks like it might be a dead person.
We cautiously approach.
Okay. As you approach, you notice it is definitely a dead person.
Excellent. Do we have anything to put the flame out? The precautionary flame.
Why would we want to put it out?
You can see better.
It's blocking the door.
So? Maybe it'll burn the door down.
Stone.
I mean, how long can this body really burn? Do we just wait for it to go out?
Have you
for examining?
Yeah.
It's up to you.
I'm gonna take my longsword and kind of jab the body and the gut.
Okay. You jab the body in the gut, and there's the sound of a sword hitting flesh.
Does any gas escape and make a whoosh?
Nope.
Oh. There seems to be a little death down here. I think we should be a little more careful and a little less cavalier with our approach.
We can't see anything on the wall, like in the inscription.
No.
I was trying to be careful. That's why I set it on fire. I didn't know it was going to attack us.
Good, a fair point. All I'm saying is we should exercise caution.
Okay. We wait for the fire to burn itself out, which dead bodies don't burn forever.
Laramis?
I'm just looking around to see if there's anything on there.
Okay. The walls are just grey cobbled stone. It's very plain and unadorned.
Inscription free.
Yep. The only decorations here are the sconces with green flames.
Well, that's still on the wall going down.
Yep. Okay. But sparsely.
Okay.
Okay, eventually the... I'm not going to Google how long does a body take to stop burning. Eventually the body stops burning and the flame just sort of peters out. You do notice after the flame stops that there is something shiny on this body. Like, maybe underneath it.
Oh, Trantis likes shiny things.
It might be my stolen sword.
True. Trantis casts mage armor on himself.
Can we tell if they have any, their clothing has been burnt, so we can't tell if there was someone,
the clothing and skin has completely and utterly destroyed any chance of identifying this person.
Great. Dental records, though. Are either of you dentists?
Send them back to the lab.
Trantis is gonna, with his sword, touch this. What's the the shiny thing, and try and kind of like work it so he can see it.
Okay. You work it out a little bit from underneath the body. And it definitely looks like it's the golden hilt of a sword. And Laramis, you recognize this is the ornate family heirloom golden hilted sword, which was stolen from you, which I wrote in. After last session.
So I just will exclaim that that's my sword.
Yep.
Oh, what a stroke of luck.
Amazing.
We've found your sword.
But, and you found who stole it.
But yeah. Why would it be here?
You tell me.
I give Laramis 2 affectionate pats on the back. As is the way of my people.
Are you going to pass me?
No.
It's still under the body. He's just nudging it out with his sword.
It's not stealing it if you're taking it off someone who's dead, right?
Well, it's your sword to begin with.
But I can't steal it off someone if they're in the trade, so I don't know if they're in the trade. Apparently I can't steal
I think you're reclaiming lost property at this point.
Okay, sure. I will grab my sword.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Well, a quest well done.
And that's the end.
Can you see the inscribed little flame on it? It was under the well all
time. I say we try and bust through this door.
Is it a door or a wall?
It's a large stone slab.
The gas is released from the body.
It's a large stone slab that has is obviously separate from the wall. It has edges around it that you can see.
Can I just teleport to the other side and see what's there?
You could.
Let us know.
It sounds risky.
Yeah, because I wouldn't be able to just come back straight away again. So maybe let's find another way first.
Trantis is going to rap on the door with the hilt of his longsword.
Okay. It just sounds like a sword hitting stone.
This is the thing we joked about at the start, isn't it?
No one answers?
Use a shoe. He uses a shoe. If I press, like, does the door wiggle a little?
Yeah, you can feel that it can move.
Oh, I've felt some movement on this door.
Perhaps all three of us should push at the same time.
That's a great idea, Yarrick. You're a genius.
Thank you.
I just start pushing.
Okay, all three of you roll an athletics check.
Athletics, not strength.
The three of you working together should easily do this. But we'll see how you roll.
11. 10. 10.
Wait, with the athletics totals?
10.
I rolled an 11 and
minus 1.
So it's 10.
Wait, let's try this again.
I rolled a 10, but I have a plus 1 for athletics.
Okay.
So you have 30 combined.
Okay. Sad. That's enough. That's.
It is now.
But the three of you working together, that is enough. It's a struggle, but the door eventually starts to grind and very slowly open inward into a room.
We made hard work of that door, eh?
That's the heaviest door I've ever pushed.
Well, it was made of stone.
Yeah.
Still is.
It is made of stone. Is there any green froth? Is there any green flame in the room?
Yes, there is.
So that we can see in the room.
Yes, you can. And immediately you see standing in the middle of the room three gorilla-like humanoid creatures wearing full plate armor and carrying short swords.
Are they friends?
They all turn to you and growl to tell you, no, they're not.
Well, I don't think they're friendly.
All right.
Well, yeah, roll initiative. Mel, if you want to use that sword, you have to give it the same stats as your scimitar, except it's 1d8.
What's it called?
You can make up a name for it. Just golden hilted sword. Family heirloom sword.
6. 21 initiative. Yarrick, the folk hero. Fuck some gorillas up.
They're endangered, you monster.
I'm going to put an arrow through their eyes.
Delicious.
Okay, and the three gorillas are second with a 20.
Of course they are. Man, I mean, these gorillas are going to have the best fucking rolls.
They could have pushed the door open with, like, one finger.
That's our front door.
I like the way they were standing in the middle of the room, like Quake or Doom or something. When you go in and the sprites are just sitting there waiting for you to, like, trigger their
radius thing.
Do we notice anything else around the room other than the flame?
Yes, you do. You notice that there are there's a door on every wall. So, like, the one you came in.
How many walls are there?
4. It's a square room this time.
Ooh.
The next room's a triangle.
Shapes are fun.
Yeah, all you notice is that there's a door on every wall, including the one you came in.
Anything on the roof?
No, it's just a plain, flat ceiling of stone.
Something that'd be like a chandelier. Could, like, clamp the chandelier on them.
Yarrick, you're first.
I mean, are these things definitely going to attack us?
Yeah, they hold their short swords high.
Mm-hmm. And the swords.
And armor. Mm-hmm. And they do a loud gorilla-like roar, which I won't do, but I might add in post if I find a good one.
Okay.
Roar!
Or a good one.
Okay. I'm gonna use my longbow.
Good
to shoot. Two of them.
Or you can do two attacks.
I have something called Horde Breaker. Once on each of my turns, I can make a weapon, or when I make a weapon attack, I can make another attack with the same weapon against a different creature that is within 5 feet of the original target and within range of my weapon.
Perfect. Yeah.
So I would like to shoot two of them.
Nice. Okay. Roll.
In the eyes of possible.
Roll two attacks.
13 plus a longbow, 7 is 20.
Yeah, that's a hit on the first one.
Great. And then damage is 1.
I can roll both attacks first if you want.
Okay. Yep. 14 plus 7 is 21.
Yep, two hits.
Great. This thing's going real well.
Nice work, Yarrick.
Did one, you pick me my ass?
One, yeah. 1d8, is that?
The diamond.
The diamond one. This one?
That's a triangle.
That is a triangle. This one?
Yep.
Okay.
Actually a pyramid.
It's a pyramid.
Yeah. Well, they're all diamonds if you think about it. That's not true.
We're all diamonds.
Okay, 8 plus 3 piercing.
Okay.
The first one.
So 11 piercing.
Yep.
On the first. Cool. That's, yeah, a solid shot.
So I did 11 damage to the first one and 10 to the second one.
Nice.
Both piercing. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. That, yeah, those are two good hits on these armored gorilla warrior creatures.
You're welcome, guys.
Just firing off two longbow shots.
Great work, Yarrick!
Where did they hit?
I say the eyes, but, you know, whatever.
I say the one that you got 11 damage, you got it in the eye.
Yes, fuck yeah.
It's not going to affect it mechanically.
Just above the eye.
But yeah, for flavour, definitely.
And
the other one, it embeds in its cheek.
Ooh. Oh, sorry.
That's a cow?
Yeah, I'm just trying to do a different sound effect for you.
The one that took it in the eye is going to charge with its sword drawn at the guy that just fired bows.
Hey, fair enough. Bow at him. I knew the game I was getting.
Yeah.
That is a 19 and a 6. So it swings twice and hits you once.
Okay.
For 6 slashing damage. I don't know what kind of armor or something you're wearing, but
slashes. My armor class is 14. I don't know if
it might say leather or something, or studded leather somewhere.
Leather.
Oh yeah.
I think. Yeah.
Okay, so it just does like the first slash sort of gets across your arm, opens up a gash on your arm, and then it slashes back and it just gets the front of your armor.
Okay.
And
but I take 6 damage.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Cool. The second one is going to do the same because it just took an arrow in the cheek from this guy.
Fair enough.
And it is a 15 and a nat 20. Does the 15 hit?
My armor class is 14.
14. Okay, so that's 2 hits. One of them's a critical.
Oh, yeah.
So its first swing, it does 5 slashing damage across wherever you would like to be hit.
The face.
You get the big sword slash across your face.
Fuck yeah.
And then on the way, its other swing back in the other direction is... It's only 7.
Okay, so it could have been worse. 7.
Yep. It gets your face the other way, so you've now got an X shaped scar on your face.
Awesome. So I'm on 18 hit points, guys. Take these.
18?
Yeah, take these gorillas down.
Same.
And the third one is going to still in the middle, just beat its chest and roar, and then it's going to charge at. Who came through the door first out of Laramis and Traitors?
Well, I was dragged in, so. Oh no, that was the first
one. No, you just picked up your sword, which is right by the door.
Yeah.
We all pushed the door.
He's just trying to. He just wants to go last. Okay.
Trentus is the type of fucking shit that weasel
back. Then it runs up to Laramis and it swings twice for a 11 and 18.
Well, I really misread that.
Oh, 14.
Okay. So it gets you for 4 slashing on its back swing. And now it's Laramis' turn.
So I'm going to use my awesome family sword. Is it right next to me?
Yeah, it's right in your face.
And it's a samurai sword, right?
If you want it to be.
It totally is. Hence my name. And just gonna go for its neck.
Nice.
Yeah, get that neck.
20.
Yep.
Neck mana.
4.
4.
Is it rusty with that on?
See why they're so highly regarded.
I really need you guys to bring down these gorillas that are attacking me because I shot them in the eyes.
He shot you, not me. I meant no harm.
We didn't get that.
I love gorillas. Oh, Laramis. What will we do with you? Lucky you got that teleportation ring, though.
Cloak.
Got you out of that, that sand when nothing else could. Nothing else in existence could.
Trentus, it's your turn.
Alright, I'm going to do something a little unorthodox here. So I've got mage armor, right? So I've got...
Did you actually cast mage armor on yourself before? Or were you joking?
No, I was dead serious, because I didn't know what that pile of stuff was.
Okay, sweet.
So your AC becomes 13 plus dex. Now my dex modifier or my dex?
Dex mod.
Oh. Well, that only boosts me up to 1. Boosts me up 1 then. So 15. Anyway. That was unrelated.
That's related. Just the point.
I'm going to cast Charm Person on one of the gorillas. Can
Can I do that?
It's not a person.
Very. She's
I mean, this is why they're DNA fighting us, because we won't even let them have personhood.
We want rights.
It's not a person. I doubt it can source its own armor and weapons.
Take that. You're saying there's someone behind them.
Just give me a moment to check on something. Oh, it is a humanoid. Technically, it is an ape person. Yeah. So yes, you can charm person.
Great.
So it needs to roll a charisma save, no, or a wisdom save.
Do it on the one who's taken the least damage. Wait, is this going to put them on our side or anything?
That's my goal, is that I'm going to get it to start fighting it, mate.
Yeah.
Get the
tough one. Yeah. So what? Basically, what charm person does is that the creature considers you a friendly acquaintance. It doesn't necessarily. Do everything you say, but it doesn't consider itself your enemy.
Okay.
So it's not like mind control.
So I'll take it out of the battle, basically.
Pretty much.
3-on-2. I like those odds. I've got to succeed first, right?
Yeah. But if you or your companions harm it in any way, the spell's cancelled out.
Okay. I'm gonna kind of put my hand up to try and charm it, and then I'll say, "Nobody mess with this one."
Okay, so it's gonna wisdom save. That is a fail. That was only an 8.
Right. So you charmed it.
Yeah.
Yep. So one of the which one? The one that's got an arrow in its eye, in its cheek, or the one that just
the one just behind
the undamaged one. Yeah.
Okay. The one in front of Laramus is undamaged. The one standing in front of Laramus is suddenly a little less aggressive.
A little less aggressive?
Well, because I missed it.
You can't immediately tell, like, that one suddenly calmed down.
But I just yelled out, "No one harm."
Yeah, no one harm that one. And yeah, its posture sort of slumps a little bit. Like it's no longer in fight mode against you. Okay. And now it's back around to Yarrick.
Okay. So now we're up against the same two that I fired against before.
Yeah, there's still two on you, basically.
Okay. The arrow's still, like, in their faces.
Yep.
Right.
That won't piss them off.
As a bonus action, if you want to, because it's fucking cool, I'll let you try and whip the arrows out.
Whip it out.
With eyeball attached.
In order to, like, refire them.
Yeah, just to put them back in your quiver.
I'll take them off their cold dead bodies when I'm done.
Oi. What a badass. Love this guy.
It seems like I can use Hordebreaker every turn.
Yeah.
Which is my double attack thing.
Hordebreaker.
Which I wish I had read about. Oh, no, because it's a second enemy. That's why I couldn't use it in this one, because it was just one really strong enemy that we were all up against.
An incredibly weak enemy.
A boss, as far as I was concerned.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, then I use Hordebreaker again, but this time, because they're close, I guess I'll use... It's probably too close for longbow. I'll use my scimitar.
Okay.
I'd
say in the heat of that proximity to them, you'd probably have to drop the longbow rather than stow it.
Sure, that's fine. So I won't get to use it again until the end of the fight.
Right? Until you use a turn to pick it up, or use all your movement to pick it up.
Okay. So I drop the longbow, draw the scimitar, and I attack both of them.
Sweet.
With a 19 plus 5 is 24.
Yep.
This guy.
And an 18 plus 5 is 23.
Yep, that's two hits.
This
two
guy. Hits.
Well, let's see if I can do some damage.
Yeah.
This is Yarrick High.
Yeah, you should see me.
Get him, Yarrick!
I lose fights in swamps. 1d.
He's like some sort of weed smoking Popeye.
It's just regular dice.
When I smokes me spinach.
When I smokes me blood weed.
Okay, so 4 plus 3 is 7.
Yes.
And 4 plus 3 is 7, so I hit them both for 7 slashing damage.
Nice.
Like a piercing and slashing damage on both these fools.
So, do you want to tell me where they each get a scar from this? Or the gaping gash?
One's across the belly.
Yep. So you find a spot under its chest
just
plate?
Under the chest plate and before the crotch plate. Right. That's what we call that plate for the crotches. And the other one I slash right down its arm.
Nice.
Its arm?
Yeah.
Disabling it, maybe, a little bit.
I don't know if that's...
Maybe he could get some sort of disadvantage on it.
Nah.
And what else can I do with my turn? Because I do have one healing potion.
Yes, I house rule that you can take healing potion as a bonus action.
Cool. I would like to take my healing potion.
Okay. Because, yeah, in Ison, potions are just tiny little vials like a shot glass. You can just pop.
Okay, cool. And how do I calculate how much that gives me?
2d4 plus 2.
Okay, so 6 plus 2 is 8.
Yep.
So I'm back up to 26 health.
It's a reverse dice, like the numbers are on the bottom.
Yeah, it's point. Trippy, man.
Yeah, sweet. So now it's those two gorillas, and you know they're going to attack you.
I imagine they're pretty angry because I'm amazing.
They've both been arrowed and scimitared by you. So the first one is just purely in rage. It's going to actually drop its short sword on the ground, and it just cling, cling, cling on the stone cobbles, and it's going to just try and punch you right in the face with its big meaty gorilla fists.
Shit.
Twice. It's an 18 and a 9.
My armor class is 14, so he misses the second time.
Okay. The one that hits, he clocks you in the head for 6 bludgeoning damage.
Oof. I am dizzy.
You feel something cracking in your skull. And you die.
Great, to vacuum in the brain.
Yeah.
I mean, if a gorilla really punched me in the face, I would die.
The second one is going to swing its sword twice, and that's a 9 and a 17.
That's on the second.
Okay, and yeah, 6 again, slashing.
Okay, I'm on 14 health, guys. Kill these fucking gorillas.
And now it's the one in front of Laramis, and it's just going to look confused at her.
Tell it something.
What?
Tell it a joke.
It's turn. It looks at you and it looks away and it just sort of looks around.
Okay, so now it's my turn. Yeah. I'm just going to shove it in it.
Oh, God.
Have another go with my...
What are you doing?
Why?
Laramis doesn't know that it's charmed. She just
said, don't hurt them. You have done the shit.
That's fine. That's all you've done. You shove it backwards and take a swing with your sword. Go ahead.
This would be bad.
I'm gonna die.
13? I don't know what the sword does. Oh, plus 5. 18.
That's a hit. Roll some damage. Don't just make a motion at me. You need to use the dice.
For the people at home, she was just motioning a cutthroat gesture.
That one, right? No.
You said 1d8. Yeah, plus
5.
Okay, so you do 6 damage on the one that was your friend briefly. Just with your awesome gold-hilted samurai sword. Okay, and now it's Trentus.
Alright, I'm going to charm the one in front of you.
Thank goodness.
The one that's
I
like
may have thought you were being extra nice after letting me go through the door first and be like, don't hurt that one talking to me, rather than the gorilla.
Wrong. Alright.
The gorilla, don't hurt my friend who's a woman whom I respect.
I roll a nat 20 on respecting woman. Okay. I'm trying to charm the one in front of Yarrick.
Okay. There's two. One's holding a sword, one's not.
The one holding a sword.
Okay.
I will try and charm, and I'll say something like, calm yourself.
Okay.
That's the cool thing that I yell out in the heat of battle.
Chill, bro. It failed its wisdom save.
Alright! I've charmed it!
I'm probably doing charm person completely wrong, but I like the idea of it going from, I'm going to kill you, to, whatever.
That's fine by me.
Okay, the one holding its sword in front of Yarrick is currently not aggressive.
Excellent.
And Yarrick?
Back to me.
I kill the one with the sword.
I totally just realised what you did before to the one in front of me. I'm like, oh.
So can I attack and then move?
Yes, you can. Yep.
Okay. I would like to try scimitar on the aggressive one that's close to me.
Okay, so the one without the sword has just got a bald fist.
Yeah, the one who punched me in the face.
Yep.
That motherfucker. And that's a hit.
Yes.
Of a bunch. That's 17 plus 5 is 22.
Okay.
And then the damage is 7.
Okay.
And then I move away from those two. In the hopes that I don't get punched in the face again immediately.
Where do you move? So this is all sort of in the middle. Oh,
No, the middle it's of the square room. Yeah. They've come to us by the door.
Yep.
I'll just move over this way.
Okay.
Just sort of out of the fray.
That would be to the right.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. So you move to the right.
Yeah, for those at home, to my right.
Cool. Yeah, the one that you hit, you open up like a big gash where it's sort of meets its chest, just on the edge of its armor. Ooh. And this big splurt of blood shoots out and it stumbles back a little bit, but it stays on its feet.
Okay. Blood.
And then you move away and it's that one's turn. And it's gonna follow you. It's not gonna just suddenly give up on you because you went to the right.
Okay.
Oh, that guy's gone to the right. Can't get him anymore.
I never go to the
right.
I
thought maybe just attack whoever's closest. Alright.
Yep. Yeah. Oh. What's your movement speed?
30 feet. Yeah.
Okay. Sweet. You know what? I'm going to be nice to you. I'm going to say that since you moved away from the fray, it's going to then turn its eyes on Trantis, the one standing in the doorway casting spells at people.
Yeah. He just shut his eyes and...
So you sort of ran past Trantis and like, your problem now!
Thank you.
No problem.
I have less health than you.
And it doesn't have a sword in its hand, so it's just going to punch you twice for 16 and 20. Not natural.
Yeah.
They both hit. Okay. Two gorilla fists. 8 and 5.
Okay, I'm almost dead.
Down to 5 health.
Yeah, I'm down to 5.
Just two big punches. One fist, left, right.
Do we have any healing spells, anyone? I'm out of potions.
Hey, thanks for leaving me for dead, buddy.
It's the friendly gorilla's turn, and it's, yeah, it's gonna just, again, look around confused, not sure what it should do. It sees humans fighting gorillas, and it's like, what is this? Whose side am I on? And then the one that is in front of Laramus is gonna try and... Cutty cutty, knifey knifey.
Cutty cutty.
10 and 14. 13.
10 and 13. I'm
14. Okay, so two misses. It just charges at you and swings its sword twice and you dodge out the way.
Now that's... you're fighting.
That's... And now it's Laramis' turn to respond.
I'll give it another go. Actually, can I...
You could use your famous poison spray.
I was just thinking that. Do we need one of them alive to, like, find out anything? No.
One of the friendly ones will be left
over. This is the one that's not so friendly. So I'll just try again with my sword and trying to get back into the rhythm of using it.
Okay.
So whereabouts is it in relation to me?
It's right in front of you. It just attacked you twice.
Okay, I'm just going to swing again. With a terrible... Oh, 3.
Okay. Yeah, that is a miss. Big,
so that's 8.
Big fat miss of your... Beautiful golden.
I'm really not very good with it, guys. It's been a long time.
I have been making number one hits and getting fucked up this whole time. Trans is getting fucked up. We're all going to die.
I haven't been hurt very much at all, but I keep missing them.
That's okay. You will be once they're done with us.
Yeah.
Once you decide to just go up and slap the one that's charmed for no reason.
Showing would have done the wrong thing.
And Trantis, having just been punched in the face twice by a gorilla, it's your turn.
Trantis is pretty fucked up. I've just looked at my character sheet.
For the first time.
this is going to sound crazy, but it looks like I can fly.
You can cast the spell Fly. It's a third level spell.
And what does that allow me to do?
Fly.
Can I, like...
No, wait. Who's there? Can we just not play a game with magic?
All I've been doing is casting spells and flying around now. I'm more of the hyper-realism.
Rather than look at just the spell itself, let me look at what you specifically, Trantis, can do with the spell.
You were pissed that I walked on water.
I just remembered fly. I can fly, everybody. It seems unlikely.
Stone speak to you.
Oh my god, the stone. Somebody listen to the stone.
Yeah, you can cast two third level spells, one of which is fly. So you could be casting really high-level spells at this point, and you're just not.
I don't know what the spells are.
He wants a game with no magic.
You know my feelings on magic.
That's lots of spells.
Yeah, fly, you touch a willing creature, so it's either yourself or someone around you, an ally, and they can now fly for a duration of 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
It's a concentration spell, though, so you can't cast any other spells while you're doing it.
So I can't fly around shooting out Eldritch Blasts.
You can still do Eldritch Blast. You can fly
awesome.
And cast Eldritch Blasts for 10 minutes.
Now, each action is 6 seconds, right? Technically.
Yep.
So I'm going to be flying for a bunch of turns.
Yeah, oh, yeah. You would easily fly longer than any fight.
All right. Time to fly, baby!
I imagine you trying to flap and be like, oh, I used to be lighter last time I did this.
Trantis touches his hand to his chest and then just kind of like shoots up in the air.
Okay.
The ceiling's not that high.
he flies up. To the roof, hits himself on the roof, yeah, falls down unconscious.
The ceiling's only like 20 feet high, so it's not, you're not completely in safety zone, but you are definitely,
tickle your toes.
You're definitely above the fray.
Yeah, Trentus hovers 20 feet up.
You can move around the room in this turn if you wanted to, up to 30 feet.
Look at me, I'm flying!
I will fly kind of just to the edge of a, actually I'll just fly into a corner. Far away, like an actual fly.
Okay, yeah, you just find a corner to sort of perch up in.
Yeah.
Spider-Man stuff.
Yeah, I was thinking like Spider-Man.
With a frog tongue kind of lick in his mouth.
Who hates magic now? I'm a fly, bitches. Spooky, spooky fly.
So you're flying now?
I'm flying. I'm up in the corner going...
He found himself a corner to hide in by the ceiling.
Okay. He made like a frog and flew.
You know, one of those flying frogs.
Oldest saying in the world.
Fly like a frog.
I flew like a frog. And unto the ceiling the frog did fly. It's Yerrick's turn.
Okay. I was going to cure some wounds, but I can only do it to myself because it's in touching distance. And you've flown away. So instead I'm going to use my turn. Are the two gorillas that are still aggressive,
yep,
are any of them close to Trantis?
No.
Okay.
One is standing where he was before he flew away.
Right.
That's me in the corner.
He might chase Trantis though, so I'm going to attack him with my longbow.
Okay.
And Trantis on fucker wealth. So.
Trantis on fucker wealth.
And I could fuck that up though. I only do a 9.
Plus?
No.
Oh, 9 total. Okay, yeah, you fire a bow off at that one and it shoots right past his head. And now it's that one's turn and it's going to say, where did that arrow come from? Turn and run. And this is the one with its sword
bound.
Dropped.
Oh, okay. Bound towards you.
Yeah, it's going to charge. It's going to barrel towards you like a barrel.
Should have healed.
It's going to do that cool gorilla run on its fists.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's going to throw two big punches at you in mid-run.
Like Donkey Kong.
Yeah. That is a 9 and a 17.
Jeez, that's one hit.
For 7 bludgeoning damage in the chest.
Oh, I'm down to 7 health. I've got heart palpitations.
The other one that is still aggressive is going to continue attacking Laramis with its sword. 8. 15. That's 8 slashing damage. Again, I thought this would be easier.
You keep putting us against the hardest enemies that exist.
Lucky there's no bush pygmy here or whatever its name was.
And now it's the non-aggressive one, which is, again, just going to not do anything. I'm not going to make it side with you because it's not your best mate. It just doesn't see you as a threat.
Yeah, when I see an acquaintance of mine getting attacked, I'm like, let's see how this pen.
Because it also thinks the other, it like sees you and the other gorillas as like the same level of.
Oh man, I wish it tried to break up the fight. I'm friends with all of us.
I thought that it would do that.
That's fine.
But what I was going to try and do is then try and persuade it that it was on our side. But
you could do that with a persuasion check.
If only I could persuade it.
Do it now.
yell it from the corner.
I think it's my turn.
Yes, Laramus now.
I extend my hand towards the creature. I project a puff of noxious gas from my palm. And he has to succeed on a constitution saving throw or take 1d12 poison damage.
Okay, that is a 12 on the saving throw. So that's a fail. It takes the damage, roll damage.
Yes.
That one. 8.
Yes, queen.
Okay, describe the way that this gorilla dies from your poison.
It choked. Clonk. Dead.
Yes! Michael Hutchins style.
You're, real wordsmith.
I feel like this has gone on for a while.
Clonk was good, though.
Is this the gorilla without a sword?
That was the sword one.
Oh, sorry. Clonk. Dead.
Thank you.
Okay, and now Trentus. He has just seen Laramus fell one with a big spray of poison. There's one standing in the middle of the room looking confused.
Yep.
And there's one
about to punch me to death.
About to punch Yarrick to death.
I'm going to use Eldritch Blast on the one about to punch Yarrick to death.
Okay. Yeah.
Watch out.
That's not an area of effect type thing.
No.
Only if I net one this bad boy. It's a 3.
Yeah, plus...
plus 6, but
yeah.
No.
Okay, yeah, no, that's a miss. You just... I'll be nice, you don't harm Yarrick, but you just shoot this crackling energy out of your pinky and it just shoots past the gorilla's face.
I mean, it pings off of his back on the one that's confused, instantly turning it against the sword.
And now we're back around to Yarrick.
I'm on 7 health, I need to heal myself. So I'm going to cast Cure Wounds on myself.
Yep.
That's an 8.
Nice, you get back 10.
Cool.
What a champion, Yarrick.
And then, do I get to move as well?
Yes, you can. Yep.
I run away from the one that's behind me.
Okay, that should provoke an attack of opportunity, but I'm not gonna let that. I often ignore those because I prefer
that, that's
the image
when you're running away, someone can hit you. Or
yeah, I prefer the image of you just like yeeting out of there. Yeah. Just zoinks.
I yeet to yeet another day.
And it's that one's turn, and it's going to look up at the corner where there's someone shooting magic beams. And so what you haven't noticed, because I haven't described it, is these things have javelins on their back.
Ah.
It's going to pull out its javelin and throw it at you in the corner. For a 17.
Yep, that's
oh,
it.
Man.
Okay, so it's going to hit, and after it's done damage, you need to roll a con save to see if you maintain concentration on your flying. Otherwise, you're going to fall back down to the ground.
Or he's pinned you to the wall.
There's only 3 piercing damage.
Oh, only 3. That's great. That's
still
great
alive.
News.
Still alive.
As a javelin strikes like the skin on your arm.
12 con.
Oh, you have no pluses for con saves? Okay. Oh, no, it's 10 plus half the damage that you were just dealt. And you were dealt 3, rounded down to 1. So, yeah, you passed.
Yeah!
You're still flying,
you're
buddy.
Still flying.
Okay, I kind of like, have you ever seen, like, a drone sort of start to, like, wobble a bit and lose a bit of height, but then, like, pop back up? That's what happens.
Okay, yep. Sort of, yeah, like, lost signal for a second. Like, oh, no,
yeah,
I'm back.
Yeah. Was that a Wi-Fi range?
Cool, and now it's the confused one's turn, who's now going to start walking around the room, trying to investigate, make up its mind about what it's going to do.
What an idiot.
If it's still alive in the next turn, it's going to attack. Because it's seeing gorillas getting felled, and
okay.
It's going to decide that you're the aggressors. I'm just forewarning you.
Okay.
So there's still... Because I've just had one.
Yeah, you just killed one. There is one that just threw a javelin at Trantis. And there is one with its fists.
Are they close to any of them?
No.
The one that's closest to me, I'll have a go at with my poison spray.
Okay, I'd say that's Fisty McFisty.
That was your nickname in high school, wasn't it, Daniel?
How do you know?
Oh, wait, that is the one that just threw the... yeah, never mind, I'm getting very confused. That's the one that's the same one.
Javelin.
Yes, that's the only aggressive one left.
Okay. So you have to roll Constitution saving throw.
Oh, you're doing poison spray then. Yep, it's a 14. And difficulty for you, which is 13. So 13. It passed. So you try and poison it, and you don't.
Awesome.
And now Trantis.
Any bonus
action? Oh, you can. Yeah, you could take bonus actions, I suppose.
Can I? So can I cast? I heard this on podcasts before. Can I cast Eldritch Blast at a higher level or something?
Yes, you can. Yep, you can expend a higher level spell slot to do more damage.
Okay.
Oh, you're at fifth level, are you?
Yes.
You get two Eldritch Blasts.
Oh, anyway, each turn?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's something.
Will you give me three this time to make up for the one I didn't get to use last time? The rule of cool.
Sure.
Cool cheating.
Sure. Sure, why not? It's more the rule of expediency.
Alright, I'm gonna get two pinkies out and my little frog tongue, and I'm gonna send all three hurtling towards the gorilla that's chasing after Yarrick. That's a nat 20 for the first one.
Okay, roll the damage on that. Actually, you know what? You don't have to. That one only has 3 hit points. You kill that one with your first Eldritch Blast of 3.
That's great, because I also get 8 temp HP when I reduce a hostile creature to 0.
Okay.
Nice.
So you get 8 temporary hit points and kill it at the same time.
Cool. It kind of just explodes in a purple, like, mist with some crackling in the mist. There's one more, right?
You've got and two it's more elves.
It's confused.
It's the friendly one that on its next turn won't be friendly anymore.
Alright.
Because this has gone on too long.
Alright. Trantis is kind of like lurching, but like with a little more confidence with his temp HP now, and he kind of sets his sights on this friendly one and points out both pinkies at once for a 12 plus 6.
It's a hit.
Where's my DT?
I'll roll both beams. Roll 2 attacks.
Okay. And a 12.
Okay, first one's a hit, second one's a miss.
Okay. 5 force damage on that one.
Okay, yeah, you shoot out a crackling beam of energy and it hits it square in the chest and it just roars and it looks very angry, like it suddenly caught up with all the anger it missed over its last few seconds.
But I was charmed by you.
I thought you were my friend.
Trantis gives it a wink, as if to like...
Did it take some damage?
Did you fuck it up? Took a little bit of damage, but...
5 damage, and now it's Yarrick.
I'm gonna longbow or something, if I can. I can.
Yes.
Yarrick is a beast.
25.
Yeah, it's definitely a hit.
Yeah. And then the damage is 1d8 and plus 3, so 5 piercing damage.
Okay, yeah. Fire off a bow and it just thuds and sticks in its chest.
Yeah.
Now you pierce through the armor.
Excellent.
But it's still up and it's angry.
Yeah, I imagine it's pretty
angry. Let's see. Who's it going to charge at? I'm going to roll a d3.
What's Laramis up to?
Having a bunch of health,
I think. Yeah. I'm going to roll a d3. 1, Yarrick. 2, Laramis. 3, Trantis.
What's a d3?
It's a d6. And 1 and 2 is 1. 3 and 4 is 2.
Okay.
Yarrick. Yeah, it's going to just scream at you very, very aggressively.
That's fine.
And swing its sword for a 16 and a 9. Get 8 slashing on the first.
Good thing you had that health.
I would be doing it.
And now it would be Laramis's turn.
Just give this sword another go.
Well, why change horses?
Why not? Let's do it.
Stick
okay.
with the winning formula.
Is it close to me?
Yeah, it's
facing the other way.
It's just in the room and it's facing Yarrick.
It's just aim for his head.
Mm.
Go. 17!
That's
yeah!
Get
plus,
that hit.
Plus
5. Yeah, that's definitely a hit.
6 plus 5, 11.
Ooh, that is a...
Describe the way this golden samurai sword kills the final...
Kind of half lopped off half of its head and it just kind of...
Oh, and then it kind of peels the rest of the way.
Slid away and...
Oh, I know what you mean. That's awesome.
That's fantastic.
So
So Trantis can fly now. Yay, that's going to be good for the world. And what a combat beast Yarrick turned out to be. Who knew? Laramis has finally been reunited with her family heirloom sword that I totally knew about before we started this game. Yep, didn't throw that one in there on the fly or anything. No siree, I certainly did not. Okay, I did. You know what I didn't just throw in there, though? Our Patreon supporters. Big thank you to Alex White Robinson, Person Who Wants to Stay Anonymous, Robert Baldino, Irene Cucci, Laura Christine Goodwin, James Blyce, Sacha Hodgkins, Laura Douglas, Mel Zegler, Roger Afamata, Sam Malcolm, Kydra Faust, Lauren Flake, Kydia, Rihanna Kavalsik, Kevin Swift, and Ben Edwards. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. And don't forget to hit us up on all the socials, like I said at the beginning. Those are all at fateofison or email fateofison@gmail.com. Or, of course, head on over to the Necropodicon Network Discord server to chat with us in real time. There's a link to that on our website, fateofison.com. Okay, everyone, thank you for listening. Don't miss next week, which will be the final episode of the Chaos Heart story, and also the final episode of Chapter 4. After that, we will have the long-awaited return of Banfor and Marley, aka the Apple Squaddeth.
Found this Theron Black box. I thought you might want to take a look at it.
She hands over a clear rectangle sheet of black glass with smooth edges.
Oh, wow. This is really cool.
Where did you get that? You shouldn't have that.
I found it on a Theron ship that crashed.
Maybe you could take it to a friend?
I would use the word friend lightly.
Misha walks over to a small filing cabinet that's next to his bed, and he takes a key from around his neck. He unlocks the cabinet and he pulls out two black cases, which are both marked with Theron symbols.
As you place it down, it instantly lights up.
You know what this means, right?
This could be the chance we've been looking for.
That doesn't sound good.
Sons of the Fathers is a sci-fi horror podcast using the 7th edition Call of Cthulhu role-playing system. It is a Necropodicon original, and our first episode premieres on the 1st of March, 2020. We advise that the show isn't for children, but is great for those who revel in hapless protagonists facing ever-increasing bad odds. Sons of the Fathers, boundless space, endless horror.
Necropodicon. Hard to pronounce? Easy to listen.